Thank you. Praise the Lord. All right, if you guys have your Bibles tonight, I would like you to open up to Zephaniah 3:17. If you're there, say amen. Or not. It's cool. All right. Now, of course, my phone isn't working. That's awesome. Dear God. All right, so Zephaniah 3:17, and it says, "The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, is mighty. He will save thee, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love, he will joy over thee with singing." Now the word rest in the Hebrew means to be silent, or he will silence you, or he will quiet you with his love. Okay, remember that. Throughout this year, from the month of January, I don't know if you guys know, but this has been the hardest year in my life. It started off with my stepfather passing away in February, and it was hard. I didn't know if I could make it. I was praying, God, there's no way that I can do this. There's no way this pain and this hurt inside. But God thought differently. God said, you can go further. I can push you more. So a month later, I underwent brain surgery, and with that, I had recovery, which took, it's still going on, I'm still not completely myself, but I made it through. Amen. Praise the Lord. With that, with brain surgery, I had a lot of trouble with school, and once the situation with school was taking place, my car broke down. And I was like, God, there's literally nothing that could go worse. God said, no, I promise you there's more things I have for you. I need to push you a little more. So he did. A couple days ago, my grandmother passed away, and I thought again, God, there's no way I can endure this pain, but I did. And I'm still here. I'm standing here today. Praise the Lord. Through all this, I've learned that sometimes we have to go through difficult seasons. We have to go through desperate times to where we're in our faces. We're crying out to God and we're asking, God, why do I feel this way? Why do I feel so lonely, so depressed? But God says, there's a reason. I need you to feel this way. I'm working. If you just wait, be silent, rest in my love. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But through all this, I know that there still is a Savior. There still is a God that is for me, and I know I can make it. And because of that, I know I can endure another day. I know I can keep going, even though I feel like I can't walk another day. I feel like I can't even move, but I know God is for me. He's giving me peace. He's giving me rest. Jesus' name. So in the midst of my brokenness, of my desperation, God picked up the pieces. But here's the thing, I allowed him to. There was a lot of moments in my life, especially throughout this year, where I did not allow him to. I was afraid. I didn't want to get hurt again. I said, God, I gave it to you before, and I'm going through even more worse things that I went through a month ago. But God said, it's okay, Christina. I have you. You've been through worse things. You can do this. You have to make it. Amen. There's some of you here tonight that feel like God has left you, has abandoned you, has left you for dead. But it's actually the opposite. See, God is for you, not against you. In Jesus' name. There are some of you here tonight that are in a desperate time, and God needs you to be desperate. He needs you to be so broken that you can't go anymore. You can't make it in this world without him, and he needs you to be desperate. He needs you to cling to him. He's working in you. If you could only see it, but one day you will see it. You'll see what God is doing in you. He'll understand. You'll understand the seasons that he's putting you through, the depression. There's a reason. Some examples of that, of a broken situation, it started with Adam and Eve. continued with Ezekiel and the dry bones, David with Bathsheba, Pharaoh and the Israelites, Paul and Silas in prison, and I'm going to end with Jesus on Calvary. Amen. I don't know if you were here on Sunday, but Pastor preached a good message, a powerful message on Calvary. And if you haven't, you need to review that, and you need to relive Calvary with Jesus, because it was powerful, and it was a broken situation, and needed to be, so you and I could be here. Jesus' name. Because, you know, if Jesus never paid the price, if he never worked through that situation, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be alive. I was nearly dead 2 times, and I'm only 21 years old. But I'm here to tell you that there is a God that loves you. There is a God that cares for you, that loves you so much that even though all of your flaws, all of your sin, you don't understand why he loves you, but he does. And he's going to use you, and he's going to work through your situations like he's working through mine, like he worked through Ezekiel and the dry bones, like he works through Israel. Jesus' name. Mighty God, mighty God. See, God is working in your life. Whether you realize it or not, one day you will see. When I look back into February and I think how God used me in those situations, how he planted seeds in other people's lives, and I didn't even realize it. I was just so caught up in my situation, so caught up, why, God, why? If only I could realize that there is a bigger purpose. Oh, yeah. There's a bigger purpose. You're situations, your trials that you go through are not for you. It's for those that are around you and those that you will encounter throughout your lifetime. Remember that. A testimony isn't a testimony without a test. You must be tested to have a testimony. In Jesus' name, I want to leave you with this. This is one thing that got me through every trial, and that's going to get me through even more trials. If God did it before, he can do it again. Thank you.
Ooh, come on, praise the Lord, somebody. Somebody say, he'll do it again for you. He's the same now and then. Praise.